All right, let's go now to Chicago for a reaction to the newly released police video that shows an officer shooting 13-year-old Adam Toledo in an alley early in the morning on March 29th. Chip Mitchell is covering the story for member station WBEZ. He is the criminal justice reporter there. Chip, welcome.
Good to be with you.
And we're going to get to that video in just a moment. But first, how does it feel in Chicago right now?
Well, a couple things. There is a lot of sorrow. It's very, very hard to see the video of this 13-year-old boy getting shot and his life ending. It's probably the most poignant video of a police shooting maybe that we've ever had. So there's a lot of people are just in mourning. There's also, of course, a lot of tension. Last night, after the city released the materials, including the body cam footage, there were some small protests, but they were a lot smaller than what we've seen after other shootings, and including a lot of disturbances after the George Floyd incident last year, and looting on many occasions. Where the neighborhood in the neighborhood where the shooting took place, though, people were calm, and it was mainly sorrow, stopping by and leaving candles, flowers, and crosses. There's another protest planned for tonight. A lot of groups are signing on, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah. We knew police video existed, but we didn't see it until yesterday. Did we learn anything from it? Did it answer any questions?
Well, we did learn a lot. Officials had been hinting and saying all along that there was a gun involved. One of the materials released and presented yesterday afternoon, it was put together by the police department, and it freezes on a frame that does appear to show a gun in the boy's hand. The officer then, this is the body cam footage. You can hear the officer telling Adam, "Show me your hands," with an expletive in there. And then the boy complies. He stops and he raises his hands. The officer shoots a single round as the boy is raising his arms above his head. And the gun at that point does not appear to be the gun, the alleged gun. It doesn't appear to be in the boy's hand when he is shot with his hands up. But a police official, the chief of detectives, he said it was less than a second from when the gun could be seen in the boy's hand to when the officer shot him. Right after the shooting, then the officer can be heard radioing for an ambulance. He goes and checks in on the boy. And then about a minute later, officers are on the scene. They're arriving and they begin providing medical care to the boy. So that's very different from some past situations on video where, you know, such as the infamous case, Laquan McDonald, where the officers on the scene just stood around as Laquan's final moments and didn't help him at all. So in this case, the officer who shot him was actually giving him CPR. So we've seen some change, at least on that front here in Chicago.
Look, the Laquan McDonald video was awful. This video is awful. I mean, that's not even the right word to describe it. They're just horrifying to watch. The point that you made about his hands were empty when he raised them, this is the point that the family's attorney is trying to make loud and clear. Here's Adina Weiss-Ortiz.
He tossed the gun. If he had a gun, he tossed it. The officer said, "Show me your hands." He complied. He turned around. There's a still photo going around on the internet with his hands up, and he shot in the middle of his chest.
So that is going to be the fundamental question, most likely, in this investigation. Why did the officer shoot if the boy had his hands in the air? He complied with the order. But in the meantime, what are we learning now about the officer who shot him? We know his name, Eric Stillman.
Yeah, his name's Eric Stillman, 34 years old. He was hired by the department in 2015, serves on a tactical team in the local police district. So he's not generally answering calls, you know, one after another after another. These are the teams that respond to shooting alerts. In this case, it was a shot spotter alert. These sound devices that pinpoint where gunfire comes from. It's not uncommon for members of these teams to be some of the more aggressive officers. They take in a lot of guns, and they are also often in high-stress situations. But these officers and this particular team, it was district-specific. We have 22 police districts, so they knew this neighborhood well. They're not some of the cops on district on teams that rove all across the city to hotspots. These are officers that know the neighborhood well. And I actually wanted to say a little bit more about the question of the focus of the investigation. It's not it's not just going to be we're hands up, was the gun in the hand. It's going to be what the officer himself was experiencing and what was reasonable given what he was perceiving to do at that point.
Criminal justice reporter Chip Mitchell reporting for WBEZ in Chicago. Thank you very much for your time.
Good to be with you.